boys and girls. This is Aunt Martha. And this is tape number 4. On each tape, I have told you a story about Maddie, which is a true story about a little girl. Let me review for you. Maddie was 4 years old when her papa died in their home in Canada. Their pastor, Oscar Burkholder, helped Maddie's mother and the 5 children so much. In the next year, the family moved to Maryland to Grandpa's, and all the children went to live in different homes of relatives. Maddie was with her aunties, and her mama came there when she was finished with her work in town. These years were not easy for Maddie and her sisters and brothers. When Maddie was 8 years old and ready for third grade, she went to live in Pennsylvania with Cousin Emma and Cousin Paul. Now we will begin a new story about Maddie. This time it is Maddie and her ABCs. Before Maddie came to live with Cousin Emma, it seemed she never had a regular Sunday school. On weekends and over holidays, she stayed with different relatives, and they went to different churches. Maddie was all confused about Sunday school. She didn't learn to know any one teacher, and Maddie was not happy about the different Sunday schools. But Cousin Emma went every Sunday to the same church. When Cousin Emma and Cousin Paul moved to the farm, they were very near to their church. Church was very important to Cousin Emma and Cousin Paul, and they took Maddie along for every service. Maddie began to like her new Sunday school class. When Sunday school classes took their places on Sunday, all the children, big and little, got together in one room. The children stood in rows. Then one of the teachers led them in singing. Do you know some of the songs that Maddie sang? He sees what we do. He hears what we say. My Lord is writing all the time, time, time. He sees what we do. He hears what we say. My Lord is writing all the time. Another song she sang was this one. We didn't come here to stay always. We didn't come here to stay always. We didn't come here to stay always. Oh, children, seek a home in heaven. Oh, children, seek a home in the sun-bright clime. Oh, children, seek a home in the sun-bright clime. Oh, children, seek a home in the sun-bright clime. Oh, children, seek a home in heaven. Another song that she sang in her Sunday school was, I think when I read that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how he called little children as lambs to his fold. I should like to have been with him then. I should like to have been with him then. I should like to have been with him then. How he called little children as lambs to the fold. I should like to have been with him then. Maddie sang and sang. She loved these songs. There were other songs, too. Then they all went to their classes. Maddie's junior class was out in the auditorium on the side benches. Curtains were pulled around, and Sister Ellen was her teacher. Sister Ellen taught the Bible lesson so well and made everything so interesting. Maddie loved to hear lessons from the Bible. She had her very own Sunday school book and Bible. Cousin Emma helped her every Saturday to study. This helped Maddie to understand the lessons better and to be able to answer questions. Then one Sunday, Sister Ellen made a suggestion. "I want to teach you your ABCs." Maddie wondered what she meant. "I already know my ABCs," Maddie said to herself. Sister Ellen exclaimed, "We will all learn verses from the Bible that begin with letters from the alphabet. I will give you a card each month with 5 or 6 verses. You can learn these at home, and we will review them here in class." Now, Maddie liked to memorize, but some of those verses looked so difficult. But Sister Ellen had said they only needed to learn 5 a month. That didn't seem to be too much. Well, at grade school, she had a poem to learn every month, and so all this would keep her busy. Every week, Maddie tried hard to memorize her ABC verse. Cousin Emma learned them with her, and that was a great encouragement. As they did chores together, they would say the ABC verses. In her quiet bedroom, she would lie in bed saying her verses. This helped her when she was lonely and sad. You see, there were still times when Maddie felt sad and missed her mama. She visited her sometimes, and that was always wonderful. But afterward, Maddie acted unhappy for a while, and Cousin Emma dreaded to have Maddie make these visits. It was because Maddie was confused with her life and all that happened to her. She didn't try to be naughty or pouty when she came home. Her love for Sunday school and Sister Ellen helped Maddie, and she was glad for projects to help her keep her busy. She was glad to learn the ABC verses. Boys and girls, on the other side of this tape, I'm giving to you ABC verses, something like Maddie may have learned. Play them over and over to learn them yourselves. You will never be sorry, and God will be praised. Some are parts of longer verses. Are you brave? Look in your Bible and learn the whole verse. May God bless you as you hide God's Word in your heart.